This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I hope the Warriors can succeed tomorrow in Game 6. That'd be great. Be lovely. And everyone can enjoy a stress-free weekend, right? Star Wars weekend. We gave away a four-pack of tickets yesterday, courtesy of Oracle. That was fun. Giants took an L yesterday, though. They lost that little series down in San Diego. Padres look good, by the way. Spoiler alert, they're very good. The Rockets looked good yesterday. They looked incredible. 40 points. That was the first true blowout of this series, Joe. 131-116, 888-957-9570. Is it nothing to see here? We got them in six. We're back home. Or is there some panic creeping in, Dub Nation, for you after a 40-point first quarter? Amen Thompson looking incredible. Alperen Şengün, an assist and rebound shy of a triple-double. Fred VanVleet looking like 2019 Fred VanVleet all of a sudden these last two games. Was it something or nothing? 888-957-9570. How are we feeling, Joe? I know. There's always an urgency factor here. But there has to be a part of you in the back of your mind saying, like, okay, I'm not quite, the panic's not quite setting in, but like they're officially on notice with that loss yesterday, right? If you're the Warriors, officially.
I mean, you're asking two different things. I'm reacting to what happened last night.
Yes.
And what happened last night was really disappointing.
That's true.
All right. And now, does that not mean that like they're still in the quote unquote driver's seat? Of course. But I also just understand how difficult this is going to be. I mean, look, Joe, I'm not trying to pin you down.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Down on this, but this mindset, they're just going to blow the Rockets out. Like, I never subscribed to that because I think that these games have been significantly more difficult than people are willing to admit.
I said they had an opportunity to do that if they built a big lead in the first quarter like the Rockets did today.
But they have yet to play a real great first quarter yet.
I understand. But the game prior in, game four, they did have a 12-point lead in that first quarter, and then they let that slip. I hear you. If they were able to do that yesterday, I was saying they had an opportunity. The Rockets would have gotten tight, is what
Joe,
I'm saying.
Over the last three or four games, there has been nothing. If you watch it on TNT or ESPN, whatever that's been on, they show the graphic. 10-2 run from the Rockets. 12-2 run from the Rockets. It has been a game of runs for them, a series of runs for them. And part of what makes them very unique is that they're hard to score on. They're just hard to score on. So, like, they play a slow pace. They have forced the Warriors into late shot clock you know, playmaking from guys that you really don't want having the ball in their hand at the end of the shot clock. They've done a great job understanding the personnel of the Warriors and what they do well. They have slowed them down. They have basically turned Steph Curry into an ISO player, and he's going up against a guy who, I mean, look, Prime Pippen is one of the greatest perimeter defenders I've ever seen.
Yeah.
This kid's got some of the skill set. I'm not saying he's Pippen. Like, I'm pumping the bricks, but I'm saying, like, this is what it looks like with those types of guys. Elite, strong, unbelievably agile, quick, ferocious defender who understands where you want to go with the ball and has clearly studied you nonstop. Like, the kid has got the feel for the game, Amen Thompson. And I think that Şengün has been quietly brilliant at blitzing Steph Curry at specific spots on the floor. And they've basically taken away his ability to relocate. And what you've seen is they've had opportunities to go 4-on-3 at the top of the key, meaning two guys are at Steph, he gives it up, and now it's a 4-on-3. They have failed to capitalize on it, whether it's GP2, Draymond Green, Pajemski, Jimmy Butler, Quentin Post, Buddy Hield, whatever the other combinations are out there, they have failed to make them pay. And if they're going to blitz Steph Curry, other people have to make them pay, and they haven't done that. So, we can say, oh, they're still in the driver's seat. And yeah, you're right. Like, no doubt. Yeah. But let's also acknowledge they have some adjustments to make, sure, and they have to play better. Steph was bad. Bad yesterday. Mm-hmm. You see the turnovers coming a mile away. Like, that's not just Steph not wanting to play. I don't think that's... That's like the give credit to the Rockets.
No, I completely give credit to the Rockets. They punched them in the mouth and the Warriors didn't recover yesterday. That was the best quarter of basketball they have played this entire series, was that quarter, that opening quarter yesterday out at the Toyota Center. 40 points they dropped. For a team that can't score, they just dropped the most points a Houston Rockets team has in the playoffs against the Golden State Warriors. None of those Harden teams, think of what a great offensive basketball, those James Harden Rockets teams, Chris Paul. Like, they didn't even score 130 on that Warriors squad, albeit those Warriors teams defensively, I think, even better than what we're seeing with this Warriors squad. And maybe, if I'm a Warriors fan today, I can't get mad at them saying, like, you know what? Maybe the Rockets were just due for an offensive explosion. They've been barely scoring over 100 points. Or if that, they've done it, like, once this entire series prior to it. Like, they were due, maybe. And you know what? Maybe they'll be a little tighter heading into Chase Center tomorrow, but I'm not here to say that there's an excuse with the effort level. Again, I'm freaking Joe Spadoni up here. I'm 5'10". I'm a 185 soaking wet. Like, I'm not questioning the effort level of, like, all-time players, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, Pods, any of those guys. I'm not doing that. I just think the Rockets were firing on all cylinders early.
They were causing
havoc, and absolutely credit them. They had their backs against the wall, and they played like it. Now, do it again. Do it again, Rockets, at Chase Center. If they do it again, and it's the same thing as happened last game, then yes, I would be very concerned heading into Game 7. But you know what? You know what? Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, they've all been in this situation before. And here's Jimmy Buckets after the game talking about it.
We're fine. Our confidence isn't going to waver any. We're going to start out better. We're going to play a better overall game because we know how good of a team we are as a unit. We know how good our players are as individuals. So we just got to, as starters, we got to kick us off better, which we know that we will do. We'll be fine.
See, there you go. We'll be fine. Jimmy's chilling. He's going to go play his dominoes, have his coffee, get the butt massage. He's chilling. All right.
Fred VanVleet had 14 in the first quarter.
He looked great. It's champion Fred VanVleet, 2019. I don't know if you heard that before.
Okay. Yeah. Right. He had Dylan Brooks has been really good.
He has
in
been.
This series. He had 9 in the first quarter. All right. The rest of the guys, 5, 6, and 6. And they played their guys like they comprehensively played excellent yesterday.
They did.
And look, you can say that they hit shots, they're not going to do that. Well, they get a ton of second chance opportunities. That has been sustainable through all 5 games. All right. Now, Fred VanVleet, these last 2 games, has clearly found something. He's clearly found something. Şengün has been a problem all series. Dylan Brooks has been good all series. Amen Thompson is getting better as the series is going on. I'm not here to say the sky is falling and the Warriors are screwed. I'm just saying, like, this is a dogfight.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to say, oh, there's nothing to learn here, I disagree. There's some big adjustments they need to make. They need to tinker with the starting lineup. They need to figure out how to get Steph Curry going. Jimmy's got to be more assertive. And Draymond Green has got to, you know, penetrate. If he's going to catch the ball at the top of the key and not be a threat shooting-wise, then he has to be able to set up for others or attack the rim.
Let's go to the calls. 888-957-9570 is the number. You can call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line today. Are you with Jimmy Butler? Says, we're fine. We'll be fine. It's all good. Or is panic starting to creep in, Dub Nation, for you? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Coach Hall in the aforementioned San Diego. Coach Hall, good morning. What you got, man?
Hey, what's up? Good morning, guys. You guys are deep down here, too. I saw a lot of Giants fans because I live near the stadium. Like, dang, I didn't know you guys travel like that.
Oh, yeah, they love going out to Petco. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it was a lot of you guys. But regarding the game yesterday, it was at one point in the first quarter, I saw the Rockets shot 11 free throws, and we were at zero. And I thought it was at that point that Kerr should have called a timeout. I think it was like 13-8, and they had just went on a run and settled the team down or just light a fire under them. I remember, Shasky, you and I talking 3 years ago when we got blown out by Memphis. I think we lost by like 50 points. And what happened in that series is when they were doubling Steph at the top or trapping him, Steph was attacking his angles because he's already short. If he come off those screens low to the ground and penetrate, he was getting to the basket. That's what he was doing. I think game one or two, he scored 38. And then if we're going to put guys in the game and they're going to trap him and they're in the middle of the floor, like Pods passed up, but wide open free throw shots after Steph got trapped for a three. Like, I don't understand that logic at all. If it was me, I'd put J.K. or Moody right there at the center spot at the top of the free throw. After Steph gets trapped, turn around and just shoot the shot or take a dribble in. Most they're going to do is foul you. Like, I personally don't think nobody on the Rockets is better than Steph, Jimmy, and Dre. They just got to put themselves in position to win and stop with the turnovers. All the losses have the same thing, turnovers. Man, just keep the game simple. We'll be fine. We'll blow them out. But I'm really nervous against the Timberwolves. Coach, but I think we went in a blowout on Friday.
You say that nobody's better than those guys, and we all agree. I mean, like, thanks, the Coach. Resumes are cemented, but VanVleet's outplayed Curry the last two games.
Yeah, I'd agree.
You know, like, and we all love Curry. Curry's a legend. He's a top 10 player of all time, but, like, they have to start playing like it, right? And so they're going to need these guys. Jimmy and Steph have got to have better first quarters.
It goes without saying. Yeah, I don't want to give any, like, momentum, especially heading into game six tomorrow. Again, 6 o'clock right here, 95.7 The Game at Chase Center. Like, I don't want to give them any hope early on in that game. That's why I wanted them to attack early yesterday to make them feel tight. Even though they are at home, it's going to be a little different. Can those guys step up on the road? Van Vliet, sure, he might be able to do it again, but can Amen Thompson do it on the road? Can you know, Jalen Green?
Wait, let me stop you on Amen Thompson. Has he not gotten better in every game?
No, he has.
Okay.
I thought that was his best shooting performance by far.
Yeah, has he gotten anything he wanted at the rim when he's going downhill in the last three games?
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. So, like, that's not going away. Like, when you have the ability to get downhill, it's very difficult to go away. What about his defense? He got better and better and better. How many times has he picked Curry's pocket?
He had 5 steals in the first half yesterday. 3 blocks, too.
Which fuels their transition game, and they're going to score 9 out of 10 times because they're just more athletic, quicker, and more dynamic than most teams. So I'm not saying that the Warriors can't adjust and play better. What I'm saying is there are guys that they need to stop and find ways to stymie. And Amen Thompson is number one. They have got to free up Curry. They're not winning this series without a Curry game.
Well, we've had a Curry game. You need another Curry game.
I'm saying they need at least one more Curry game.
One more Curry game. Well, listen.
If he doesn't score 25, they're not winning this one.
I don't give a damn who it comes from. Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry. Someone's got to step up and have a massive game in one of the. And hopefully it's just tomorrow and there is not a game 7 because then you're absolutely playing with fire. Like, I don't buy the notion, even if they do lose tomorrow. And again, you can say this is a loser mentality and every win is a must. Every game is a must win. It's like the fact of the matter is, they have been here before. They have been in this situation before, up 3-2, coming back home. The Sacramento Kings series, just 2 years removed from that. Same thing happened. You were there. They lost. They went to Sacramento. And Steph had an amazing game. It was a Steph game. So I do think that can still be baked in the equation. They have to go back to Houston at some point. I know you don't want to do that. You don't want to. But I still feel in my gut, in my big gut right here, I feel like they could still win this thing if it has to go seven.
Well, because 3 years ago, when you were younger and more healthy, you dropped 50. And
no, I think this team's
won
better.
A game seven.
I think this team's better than 2 years ago.
Doesn't mean that's the template. Like, the template for me is totally different. They're going to have to, like, it's going to be a tighter game, but like, they've got to execute better in the half court, and they've got to find a way to initiate offense earlier in the shot clock.
Sure.
That is not going away. They need Brandon Podziemski to be more assertive. He's got to score. Draymond has got to score. Jimmy cannot be relegated to shooting late shot clock threes. He has got to get on the block. Like, you got to ISO him, get him on the block, throw him the ball early, and run some split action off of it. They've got to get creative here.
Just think it was a bad game. It was a bad game. It was a bad game from them, from everyone. I don't think anyone outside of Moses Moody off the bench really had a great game. Pat Spencer.
And it's
like,
hard for me to take the Moses Moody thing with a full grain of salt because it was blowout time.
And that's a different kind of game. Like, I understand where people are like, oh, silver lining. Stuff. Like, hey, I don't know how much.
No, but he did need to find a shot.
He did.
That I agree
by
with.
By the way, it's funny. I was bringing up that Game 5 Grizzlies-Warriors back a couple years ago, 3 years ago, in fact. That was on May 11th in 2022. Time flies, man. 134-95. In Memphis, Memphis Grizzlies ended up winning that, and then it goes back to Chase Center. Warriors take care of that in six. But you know who the leading scorer was? Or check that. The second leading scorer was on that team was Jonathan Kuminga in that game. 17 points. He had 24 minutes off the bench.
First thing, I talked with Grandy.
And he did not
quarter.
Play yesterday.
Well, I called Grandy because I was managing. I go, where's Kuminga? And he said, well, they said he was out with an illness an hour before the game. I had missed it. I was making dinner
DNP.
For the little guy, you know, and I totally missed that. And I'm like, boy, they could have used him.
They absolutely could have used him. We could use Paul.
I think he could have used the minutes.
Absolutely.